Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
The R1 News Headlines.
This is the R1 News Bulletin for Wednesday, the 8th of May. I'm Tristan.
And I'm Celia. In university news, academics and staff of Auckland University have written a letter to their uni asking them to support the students' proposal of an overnight encampment in solidarity for Palestine. The university blocked the planned encampment on campus, citing health and safety concerns. Senior Law Lecturer Dylan Asafo of the Signatories criticised the Vice-Chancellor for blaming violence on peaceful encampments and urged the university not to discipline or penalise protesters. The group changed the event to a campus rally following the university's objections to the encampment, and over 100 people gathered for a rally at the university's Central City campus on Wednesday.
More than 500 papers have been cut from Massey University this year, Jimmy Ellingham of RNZ reports. A Massey academic board paper revealed a total of 624 papers were retired this year, including 434 from sciences, 79 from business, and 59 from humanities. This year, only 66 papers were created. Josh Parsons from Student Action Collective, a Massey-based student group created to stand up to the cuts Massey University has been facing, has said, "The mood among most current students at Massey is to just keep your head down and hope your degree doesn't get cut out from under you." He also reflected that the 500 papers cut made up over one-sixth of the total papers offered at Massey. Last year, Massey declared a deficit of $45.5 million and slashed papers and jobs.
In national news, Aotearoa health specialists are warning against the rise of hormone coaches, Nikki Bezant reports for RNZ. There's a new wave of influencers on TikTok and Instagram, and they're not promoting fashion or lifestyle products. These influencers, known as hormone coaches, are offering advice and products aimed at helping women understand their natural cycles, transition off hormonal birth control, and manage post-birth control syndrome. While there may be truth in some of the claims, there is a concern in consuming information through these influencers, as there is potential for misinformation. It's important to approach these sources with caution and seek advice from healthcare professionals before making decisions about hormonal birth control, as there are risks that come with both being on it and if you are deciding to come off it. If you are in need of support, please visit your GP or student health services.
Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith comments that very few countries allow votes to enrol on election day, and that New Zealand should consider the same. A report by the Auditor General found an unprecedented number of special votes were cast in last year's general election, which led to rushed final checks and mistakes, as reported by RNZ. The COVID-19 outbreak caused a delay in the election from September to October in 2020. In the same year, the rules were changed that allowed people to enroll to vote as late as election day. Justice Minister Andrew Little said that 19,000 voters were disenfranchised in 2017 as their details were not up to date. Labour Party leader Chris Hipkins said the Electoral Commission should need to make sure the system runs smoothly, and that taking away the rights of thousands of people to vote was not the right answer. Hipkins said that the Commission was given extra funding for 2023, but was not the same level as what was given in 2020 to run the election. Goldsmith commented that he would wait for the Electoral Commission's own report and would send it to the Select Committee before the government made any decisions.
In international news, Israel has seized Gaza's Rafah border crossing during an overnight assault on the city, Al Jazeera reports. This comes after Hamas accepted the ceasefire proposal put forward by Qatar and Egypt that Israel did not accept, saying the deal did not meet their demands. Israel have sent a delegation to meet with negotiators, but continued with their military strike. The Rafah crossing is a vital route of humanitarian aid to Gaza, but now under Israel's control, the movement of humanitarian personnel as well as civilian evacuations on humanitarian grounds, such as for cancer patients, is paused, says Richard Brennan from the World Health Organization. RNZ reports that strikes lasted about 4 hours with bombing by Israeli planes destroying several areas and houses in Rafah during the assault. Palestinian health officials have reported 20 Palestinians have been killed, with several others wounded. The United Nations are calling for a ceasefire deal to be met between Israel and Hamas. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres said a full-scale invasion of Rafah by Israeli forces would be a strategic mistake, a political calamity, and a humanitarian nightmare.
The Philippines have been experiencing a recent heat wave reaching up to 50 degrees Celsius and has created problems regarding farm production, water, power, and has put a toll on students, hampering the nation's effort to catch up to its neighbors in education, as Adrian Portugal reports. The heat, again reaching up to 50 degrees Celsius, has been hit in various regions in the Philippines starting from March until May. The Philippines scores among the lowest in the world in math, science, and reading, partly due to the inadequate remote learning during the pandemic. But now thousands of schools have suspended their classes due to this heat wave, and is affecting 3.6 million students, as education ministry data shows. Children are particularly vulnerable to heat-related illness, including dizziness, vomiting, and fainting. Students and teachers have expressed concerns about the difficulties in remote teaching and learning, especially considering the remote and poor areas where homes are not conducive for studying and may lack access to good internet connectivity. Those who are still attending classes, such as in Capital Manila, have resorted to solutions such as portable fans, notebooks, and even cardboard boxes for some breeze to offer some relief. Joel Guinto also reports that the Philippines is one of the most at-risk countries in the world from the effects of climate change. The wet season can bring in powerful storms, such as the super typhoon Haiyan in 2013, one of the most powerful storms in history.
This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Wednesday the 8th of May. Today's bulletin was written by Celia Ward, Tristan Serrano and Jemima Lorimer, and read to you by Celia Ward and Tristan Serrano.
That was the R1 News headlines. Catch up at r1.co.nz/news or find us at Radio 1 91 FM on Twitter or R1 News NZ on Instagram, and tune in to R1 News on weekdays.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.